Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "What is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts, "But one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I will turn your sadness into great joy. So how exactly do you do that? Well, the Bible tells us. See, sadness is very different from anger. Anger gives us a reason. It gives us knowledge that something is wrong, and then gives us the energy to fix it. That's what anger does. So let's say, for instance, you're sitting in your Lazy Boy and the dog comes in chewing on your brand new hat. You get angry. You get energy. You get up and you're going to fix it. You're going to rescue your hat, put it up on top of a shelf, and then it does. But see, sadness is different. Sadness prepares you for change. So let's say, for instance, I had a bike and it got stolen. So there I am, sitting in the Lazy Boy, eating ice cream, feeling very sad that I lost my bike. But see, while I'm in the Lazy Boy, I'm thinking. I'm thinking to myself, now what am I going to do? Well, I could get another bike. Oh, this time I'll have a few little upgrades. Maybe I'll just give up the bike. Maybe I'll just take up running. I'll buy a pair of running shoes, join a running club, and run a marathon. That'll be fun. Well, maybe I'll just move to a place where they don't steal bikes. So sadness turns to opportunity, see? And so that's what leads us. So let's admit it. We do not like change. We like routine. And I call that getting in a rut. Our lives get in a rut. We do the same thing over and over again. We don't progress. We don't advance. And that what sadness does is it gives us an opportunity. It gives us opportunity to change for something better. You know, I was transferred from New Jersey here, and I remember the first day I got here, I was in my new room. I was sitting on the edge of my bed in the dark because the light switch didn't work, and I was feeling very sad. I was missing all the people in New Jersey, my routine. But I started thinking. I says, now what am I going to do? And I'm going to do something tonight that I was never able to do in New Jersey. I'm going to have dinner with Mom and Dad. You know, the Israelites, they got in a rut. They did. They got in a rut. They got drifted away from God. They were no longer progressing in their spiritual life. But something happened to them. They got great sadness. I mean, really sad. The Babylonians came in, destroyed their city. They destroyed the temple, and they were exiled into Babylon. So there they are in Babylon, and they're feeling sad, and something happened. God came to them and says, "I'm back. I'll be your God, you'll be my people." And the people changed. They changed for the better. They advanced. They got closer to God. And they went back to Jerusalem and rebuilt again. That's what change does. That's what sadness does. It invites us. That's Advent. That's Advent. Advent is an opportunity that we're waiting. And while we're waiting, we're thinking about our lives. And that when God comes into our life at Christmas, it changes everything. You know, the next time you feel sad, you lost something really valuable, remember this. Sadness prepares you for change. And that's how you get from sadness to great joy.